From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is Day 9 of the Red Letter Challenge.
Good morning and welcome to Day 9 of the Red Letter Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm coming to you from the Biblical Garden here at church this morning. And one of the reasons I'm doing that is because our text from Mark, in it Jesus says, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." This is an invitation that Jesus extends to you and an invitation that he extended to the disciples throughout his life and his ministry. Quite often Jesus would withdraw to a quiet place to pray, to get some rest, to recover from the work he had been doing, to prepare for the work that he was about to do. It can be difficult and a challenge for us at times to find time to stop and to rest. We have busy schedules. There's much on them, a lot that we're doing. And I used to tell my confirmation students, you know, if I can tell what you think is important by what you spend your time doing. So if your schedule is full of athletic events and homework and dances and hanging out with your friends and, oh, that beloved screen time, I know that you think that that is important. But if you carve time out of your busy schedule to spend time reading scripture and in prayer, I'll know that you think that your relationship with Jesus is important as well. Right now, as I record this, the Major League Baseball Players Association and the Major League Baseball owners are currently at an impasse, and there's a stoppage of work, which for me has given me more time because there aren't baseball games for me to be watching, and I'm sad about that. But it's also given me time that now I can use for something else, and I plan to use that time quietly and resting in the presence of God. Throughout this Lenten season, some of you have already told me that it's been a challenge to find time each day to watch these videos and to read the Red Letter Challenge. I know that some of you have binge-watched some of the videos, and that's an okay way to stay current. We're in day 9. If you're still watching and reading, I congratulate you. And I encourage you to keep up the good work. Today's challenge is to spend 30 minutes reading scripture. 30 minutes might sound like a long time, and for some of us, it might be. And if that sounds overwhelming, start with 10 minutes or 12 minutes. And then each day, maybe add a little more time. And it's my prayer for you that the more time you spend in scripture, is that the more time you would want to spend reading God's word and coming to know more about how much God loves you and cares for you and for God's creation. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow in the Red Letter Challenge.